Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Trina Murray here, and Marty Pellow has joined us in studio again.
Oh, Trina, thanks for having me. Have you got me there? One, two, come in, come in. Come in, Trina.
I have you. I thought actually after the last time came in and I had you reading from the Wonky Donkey book.
Well, you know.
You'd run out of this place and never return.
No, not at all. You have certain things in your career where you know that you're getting to the pinnacle. You know, and Trina, when you asked me to do the Wonky Donkey, I would like to think it was the first time that people, I'm sure it won't be the last.
I don't know. I think a whole career doing audiobooks could be a nice little...
With this accent? Are you kidding me? God
bless.
We're
only saying that. It's a difficult accent for international fans to understand.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, I'm practically amongst my own here in this country. Yeah. So, you know.
I went on holiday once to Spain and there was a guy sitting at our table.
Uh-huh.
And I thought he was speaking Spanish. No, he was from Scotland.
Really? but he must have had must have been enjoying the wine then.
Yeah.
Which makes it worse.
So The Masked Singer,
yes.
When it was on the telly.
Aye.
The whole idea was we had to figure out who it was, who the mystery celebrity was. And we said from the very beginning it was Marty Pellow. So here's a bit of Wolf on The Masked Singer.
Okay.
But if it's forever, it's even better.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gorgeous.
I'm crying for...
That is a lovely song.
I think I could love you more. Might not be long, but baby,
So good. Surely the judges knew it was you all along. They never guessed Marty Pellow. What was the fellow they guessed? The guy from Location, Location, Location.
Oh, that was Maya Jama, Pajama, Maya Jama. Oh, well, I thought, you know... I must admit, you know, when I had reservations about doing the programme at the best of times, but they managed to convince me because the people who work on the programme, they're loving their passion for it. It's just, you know, they light up like Christmas trees, and I really enjoyed that. And, you know, my little goddaughter's mad for the programme, so it was great for me to go on that wee journey with them. But, I tried
to disguise it, but there was no disguising it.
And especially with songs like that, Billy
Eilish
song.
Yeah.
You know, that would be a dead giveaway there, you know, for because of the tonalities that I kind of used.
It's funny,
there.
Right? Because now that we know for sure it was you, even the movement of Wolf on the stage, it's like, that's Marty Pellow.
Aye. And the physicality of it, you know, and I was because when I first did the first song I did was David Bowie's Let's Dance, and I thought, okay, I'll get away with that. And I kind of went a wee on and had a wee look on the socials, and literally within 30 seconds it was like, that's Marty. Do you know what I mean? That's Marty. I'm heading to the bookies. I'm going to win a fortune. You know?
What were the odds? Were they good odds or were they not great?
After the first show, I think it was like minus money.
They were nearly saying it right, Marty. What are we going to do here?
That's right.
We're going to have to swap up Wolf with another character to perform in that. The heat.
Yeah.
Gabrielle was on the show last week and she was saying the heat of being in that costume.
Yeah.
And then the lights and everything.
Yeah.
You nearly collapsed.
Well, you know, for me, I was, you know, I wasn't really too bad for me. It was warm, but that was just the nature of it. You burn brightly for a couple of minutes in the suit and then once you get back,
then collapse.
Then you're like, take that off. No, but I was really okay with it. I just enjoyed the whole process because, you know, I got to help design that wee character. I had big input into the song choices and, you know, so everything that I thought that I wouldn't get within that programme, they made accessible to me, you know, and that's what was wonderful. I said, hey, I would love to do this song, and let's do this song this week, and can we, you know, can the Wolf, you know, I'd love to be that character, and let's design and work closely with the clothes and the designer, and you know, I did all
that. So did you get to pick songs that you were already familiar with, because there's a lot of lyrics to learn?
That's my vocation in life, you know. So I'm pretty good at that.
You play a song, you have it straight away, kind of.
Pretty much so, you know. Definitely the melodic structure of it anyway, it'll go in quick. And you know, so I was like, I was just up for it, and just thoroughly enjoyed the whole process, and it was fun.
Everyone who's done that show has had great fun on it. Everyone's enjoyed it because it's so different.
The people who work behind the scenes is what makes a show. The production staff, the designers, they're very passionate about the programme. And I think that you can't help but get caught up in that. They're not playing it. They have really good production standards, and it's loads of people at the top of their game really making brilliant family television.
Family telly, that's the thing. Like, we were all watching in our house. I have a little girl who's seven. She was watching it. We were watching, you know, her granny was watching it.
That's exactly
it.
And I think those programmes are thin in the ground. They really are, where you can have a generation all come together on a Saturday, maybe get a wee bit of takeout and sit in the telly and shout at it collectively.
So who knew you were on that show? Like, it was a top secret.
Aye, no one.
How did you go about your daily business and disappear for...
Well, that's it. You know, it's the nature of it.
Like, your family might have thought you were being kidnapped.
I would just say I'm going to the studio. I'm away at the studio you know, I'm going to do my work. I mean, I'm often away all the time, you know, so for me to disappear at... You know, for days on end, if not weeks on end, it's not unusual.
Okay.
You know, so you know, as long
so you get you became a professional liar, is what you're saying.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying lying. You know, the truth is always falling off my lips, girl.
The last time you came in, I think it was a few weeks before you did popped in Sold Out with the orchestra.
Oh,
the
with
arena,
RTE,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you were saying to me, the RTE orchestra have actually worked with you before.
Oh yeah, loads of projects for me, you know, whether it was a string arranger who I've worked with all throughout my career is called Fiacre Trench, and he does a lot of the string arrangements for the early wet stuff like Goodnight Girl and Love Is All Around, loads of hits, Julia Said, Somewhere Somehow, all those types of songs I've always recorded with the RTE orchestra.
I never knew that.
Oh yeah, they're great. I've always been a big fan of this area, the recording here, where it's at the Windmill, you know, to do the strings.
Yeah,
many different projects I've done always come here.
Wow, because they've such good people,
some great players, and you know, I've worked with them at the concert hall as well, and did evenings, live evenings, playing with the RTE concert orchestra.
I have to say, I really enjoyed the show so much. And the audience just lapped you up, don't they?
Well, I think, you know, because it's like these shows that I do, it's all about embracing my back catalogue of songs that people are familiar with, you know. And I've been lucky enough to have so many hit records.
One or two hits, Marty.
And that's what I like to bring out to play, because it's about entertaining, you know, and there's a wee bit of educating goes on. I maybe play one or two new songs max, but it's mostly about, the memories that people have in those songs.
Oh, they've been incredible because they really bring me back. My sister, especially, a massive Wet 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 fan. And just even from, I guess she influenced me growing up and playing all the songs. Like, I'm looking at the albums, you know, when people were buying albums instead of the digital downloads.
And yeah.
The songs were just so good. If there's one that kind of sticks out in your mind as being one that you just can't get enough of, which one is it? What song
Well, for me, I think, you know, I always think it's, for me, it's songs like, I like Goodnight Girl. For sure.
Yeah.
I think that's a beautiful pop song. Wonderful, just great writing, you know, from a songwriting point of view. Just it floats all the boats for me, you know. And I like Angel Eyes or Sweet Surrender.
It's really hard to pick, isn't it?
It really is, because as a songwriter, these songs are little parts of your life, you know. And what I mean by that is like, oh, that'll remind me of being 20s, or that's my 30s, or that's my 40s, or that's my 50s. And now I was ahead towards 60.
Marty.
Do you know what I mean?
I wasn't
going to
bring it up, but you brought it up there.
Hey, I'm cool as a fan with that.
It's 23rd of March. Just
23rd of March, 60 years of age.
Turning
loving it.
60 and looking great.
Oh, great face for radio. I hear you. No, and you know, I'm kind of like, you know, that's just a concept. I just roll with it.
It's just a number.
Well, exactly right. And I think that because of the nature of my vocation in life, you know, I've no sense anyway at the best of times, and I'm playful, and I still have a childlike passion for what I do, you know, an enthusiasm.
I think I read somewhere at the height of it you were ridiculous. You were buying like houses that you didn't need and cars that you didn't need.
Well, you've only, I mean, excuse me, but you've only got one arse. Can I say that? So you can only sit in one, you know, and that was flagged up to me and said, well, what's the point in having all those cars? And you know what? That's little phases that you get through in your life or whatever you need. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how many houses you have, as long as you've got one home. And there is a big difference, and that's exactly what I have. I have a home, not lots of places that, you know, you think that you need in your life, and you need this and you need that. You know, as each decade of my life unfolds, my priorities change. And if anything, it gets simple.
I think so as well. You realise that you just need to be comfortable and happy.
Yeah,
where
I think that's
you
the
are.
Most,
yeah.
I think that's the most important thing, to be blessed to have a home. And there is such a difference. And that's what I do. I fill up with, you know, I'm lucky enough to have a home and a lovely family. And we, you know, I dig it and I have balance in my life.
Yeah.
You know, if I want to go out to work, I go out to work. If I don't, I don't.
Are you an entertainer now at home? Like, would you be one for throwing the barbecues and...
Oh, hey, you
yeah.
know what I mean? When I was growing up, you know, all my aunties and, you know, my mum, and they all kind of instilled, you've got to be a cook, you've got to be look after yourself, you know. So, you know, I'm handy with the skillet, you know. And that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a chef.
Go away.
No, because to me, food and music are very much, they're all about harmony and they all live in the pit of your stomach. You know, so there's a great correlation there for me. And anything that gets people round a table and talking and a sense of harmony, whether it's through song or food, is wonderful. So, you know, that's what I wanted to be, a chef.
Jamie Mack, he really is the perfect man, ladies.
Oh,
he
I
can
don't
cook.
Know. I
he
can
cook.
Sing. I impress my own trousers, so I'm good.
Can you do that?
Oh, I do a good washing.
Noel Gallagher was on it. He was saying how he loves nothing more than to do the ironing.
Well, you know, I mean, that's good to know, because it's always good to have a fallback career. And if you're canny with the iron, you know, that's good. I think that's what I meant by, you know, my man, my aunties, like, you know, we always had to have wee chores at the house, you know, and then we would learn, and then we would do this, me and my brother would cook the Sunday lunch and do things like that. That was what we did. Okay, this is how you do a washing. This is how you press your trousers. And it was always instilled
in us. Delighted, because there's too many mammies doing it.
Well,
that's
it. Well, my ma was fierce, you know. Oh, okay, these are the things you do. Go to Hoover, go to polish, and don't be skating that. I want to smell the polish.
I don't even know what that means.
Well,
but it's Glaswegian for something.
Yeah, it's called cleaning the house. It's like it's no dusting.
Dusting. No, the other word you said.
Polishing.
No, before that.
Skate.
Yeah.
Skate means don't be just loosely doing it. Really put some elbow grease into it. Skate is to do something lightly.
It must have been interesting over the years, you doing interviews in Europe. I'd say they didn't know anything that you were saying if you were using all the Glasgow slang.
Well, I would have thought, the reason I used that word is I thought it would have translated, you know, across here. But
I
when I was in Europe, I just usually do interviews using the power of mime.
Yeah. Do you still talk to any of your former bandmates?
No.
No?
No.
Oh,
but we have all those... that's all right, that's cool. I'm at peace with that. We have I have lovely memories of writing songs and travelling around the world with my mates that I grew up with. That's just a chapter of your life that I look upon fondly.
And now they can F off.
Well, I don't know about that, I wouldn't. I mean, you're fierce. I would never say that. It's just different. That's where you are in your life, and I'm at peace with that. You know, and I made some lovely music together, and I'll always have those memories. And that's a particular time that I enjoy looking at. Not up the dusty end of where if we weren't communicating properly in the relationship of songwriters. I part that up, but I had some great times with my mates that I grew up with.
Yes,
so that's
you knew each other first, didn't you? Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Yeah. And that's the special stuff.
Now, the reason you're in is because you are coming back to
yes,
Dublin
to polish
again.
Lots of tables.
To polish tables. He's available to do house cleaning all around the Dublin area.
Yeah, you've got to, you know, you're like a kind of singing cleaner type of thing. You've got to have something to fall back on.
And he'll even cook the dinner for you.
Oh,
so,
I can.
Trinity Summer Sessions. This is
yes.
I was only saying, like, you can never really rely on the weather in Ireland.
Well, that's okay.
Sure you can't.
But that's okay. But what my plan is just to pack like a bunch of hit records and just bring them over in my suitcase, and you know, you bring your dancing shoes and a brolly in the unlikely event that it might rain.
In the unlikely event.
But I think it's going to be a wonderful, I hear nothing but good reports that it's a wonderful, of course it's a wonderful venue.
Trinity,
yeah. And it's going to be a great evening, you know, so I'm just made up to be invited and be part of such a wonderful event, to have in the centre of the city. And I like the idea of my songs echoing through the streets.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Do you know what? The weather is such an important part of when you're going to gigs. Mm. I wonder, do artists get on their phone and check the weather before every gig?
Well,
have you done that?
All the time, because the night before I would play Edinburgh Castle. You know, I'll be playing the capital, and then I jump on a plane and I fly over here to do the Trinity. So it's going to be a lovely weekend, you know, and obviously Scotland is almost tropical these days, you know, so You know, so I'll be like Hawaiian shirts in Edinburgh, and then I might come over here and just get my winters on.
Yeah, just bring your poncho and your raincoat.
I'm glad you said poncho. I didn't know where you were going to go there. Yeah. But, you know, so, yeah, it's going to be a great weekend for me from the point of view of playing my capital city in Edinburgh and then coming over here to Dublin. I don't get much better than that.
Well, Marty, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I won't get you to read any extracts from any books today.
Hey, listen, you know what? I mean, it's great for me to come back and talk to people like yourself and us to have wee stories and points of connection. And I love it how you say that you and your sister bonded over wet songs and stuff like that. Because, you know, as I go about my business and I hear wee stories like that, I light up like a Christmas tree when I hear that, because that means that you're staying there for the whole duration. Yeah. My career, whether it's as you were as a teenager, and here we are at this conjecture.
At this age now, Marty.
Well, but that's the beauty of music. That's what we do. Yeah. And that's for me, I have so many memories that live in the fabric of these songs as well. And it's nice for me to hear that, because I'll bump into people and they'll say, oh, I got married to that song, or blah, 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 blah. And I love nothing better as a songwriter to hear that. So, aye, thanks. Aww. Thanks for having me back.
Well, thanks for coming in, and we will be sure to continue playing your music. It's super stuff, and I know the messages are going to go mad here now coming in. Can't believe Marty Pellows in the studio. The last time you were in,
aye,
millions of messages came in. People going, I can't believe you were sitting in a studio with Marty Pellows.
I wish all ladies were that easily pleased. Your listeners, so I say a big shout out to yous all, and thanks very much for your continued support. I love
it. Do you know what happened the last time we came in? No. Do you remember we called a listener?
That's right.
And we gave her tickets to go along to your show.
Oh, she was smashing.
Yeah. It was for Mother's Day or something, I think it was.
I think it was,
yes. She didn't think, she thought that you were a Marty Peller impersonator.
Oh, well, actually, you know, that's another story there, isn't it? You know, Mother's Day. Mother's Day's coming up pretty soon, you know. Yeah, I was definitely a mammy's boy, so, you know.
It must be an annual event coming into this radio studio. Marty, thanks so much. We'll see you soon.
Trina, thanks for having me.